Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Upstage Surrey presents Stranger in the House by Richard Newbold.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house, with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Mr. and Mrs. Ellis, come in, and welcome to your new home. Here are your keys.
Oh, thanks very much, Dominic. We've been looking forward to this day for weeks.
It's a beautiful house. I'm delighted your last-minute offer secured it.
Yes, indeed. Please thank Mr. Andrews for us. He was exceptionally helpful. I don't think we'd have got the house without him.
Well, there was a great deal of interest in it, but as you were the only cash buyers in the running, it was good for you that the owners decided to go for a quick sale.
Well, we're so lucky to have found exactly what we were looking for. So close to, yet far enough away from, Jennifer's mother, if you know what I mean.
Don't be so mean, darling.
Sounds like the perfect arrangement.
Well, I'll be recommending Andrews & Co. as the go-to estate agents in future.
Oh, you're very kind, Mr. Ellis. I'd better head off now. This area's become so popular. I've a busy afternoon ahead. Hope everything goes to plan, and good luck.
Oh, well, bye, Dominic, and thanks again. All I need now is to find myself a decent cleaner, and the house will be shipshape in no time.
Oh, well, actually, I was planning to text you a number of a very reliable lady I know who covers this area.
Oh, that'd be really helpful. Thanks, Dominic.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, well, darling, we did it.
Oh, I'm so happy and excited.
Oh, I hope we didn't pay too much. I would imagine there were quite a few disappointed people out there.
Maybe we're just lucky, Charlie, or maybe it was fate.
No mortgage and no chain, so we could move quickly rather than fate, I think. But I know what you mean. I'm excited about the future too.
Oh, hey, hun, look at the time. The removal van should be here in an hour, so you'd better move your car for the drive. They'll need plenty of space.
Ah, that's about it then, Jen. Everything's in the right rooms and all the boxes are marked up ready for unpacking tomorrow.
Oh, I'm absolutely shattered. Oh, and it's getting late. Well, I think we should hit the sack and make an early start in the morning.
Oh, good idea. It's good that the removal guys put our bed together, so at least we don't have to sleep on the floor.
Yes, they were great. And, oh, I've managed to find our toothbrushes so we can even clean our teeth.
Ah, luxury. Can't remember being quite so exhausted.
Charlie, Charlie, wake up. Please, wake up. Did you hear that?
What? What's up? I was fast asleep.
Shh. Did you lock the back door? I think there might be someone in the house. I heard something go bang downstairs. Go and have a look, but do be careful.
Oh, it's okay. Nothing to worry about. I've checked the windows and doors. One of the boxes they stacked up must have collapsed. It looks like it sent one of the kitchen chairs flying. Oh, it's freezing down here.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, come on back to bed. Oh, I'm sorry to have woken you.
Ah, not to worry. If it had been a burglar, it's just as well you did.
Oh, I was awake going through all the jobs we need to do. I'm just a bit stressed with the move. Sorry, hon. I'll make it up to you tomorrow night.
I'll hold you to that, you know. Oh, what a week. The boss has really put the pressure on me and my team to finalise our tender for that new service station by the end of this month.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, if you could get that service station contract, you'd get a big bonus, which would really help. We need to buy so much furniture.
Yeah. The house is looking better by the day. You're doing a great job, darling. I'm sorry I haven't been able to help much this week.
Oh, that's okay, love. Look, I know you've got a lot on at the moment, and, well, I enjoy it anyway, so don't you worry.
You're an angel.
Oh, Dominic messaged me with the mobile number for that local cleaner he mentioned. I called her, and she's coming round tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Hey, look, why don't we celebrate and go to that nice little pub just outside the village for a bite to eat?
Oh, good idea. I'll book us a table.
Oh, my God. Did you see that barman's face when I asked for a rosé spritzer?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to faint. I couldn't believe it. Oh, my God, Jen. It looks like we've been burgled. Oh, don't touch anything. Let me check upstairs in the rest of the house and then I'll call the police.
Okay, but well, at least let me pick the kitchen chairs up and close the fridge door. I mean, oh, what a bloody mess.
Everything looks fine up here, Jen. I can't see that anything's missing. It looks pretty much the same as when we left earlier.
Okay, well, I'll have a look around while you speak to the police.
I can't figure out how they got in. The back door was still locked and, well, none of the windows looked like they'd been tampered with. Oh, they didn't even take my iPad from the kitchen worktop. Look, it's weird.
Maybe just local kids messing around or maybe it was a hungry ghost who doesn't like closing fridge doors. Oh, come on in, Gabriella. Would you like a cup of tea? I'm really sorry about the state of the place, but it seems to have broken into last night. Nothing's missing, but they did make a bit of a mess of the kitchen. Oh, I do appreciate you coming today to help me.
Oh, that's awful. I'd love a cup of tea, Mrs. Ellis. Then let me make a start on getting this back in order.
Well, we only moved in a couple of weeks ago. We've been in Switzerland for a few years with my husband's job, but, well, now he's been transferred back to the UK for good, so we decided to move somewhere near my mum. She's getting a bit frail nowadays.
I'm sure that'll be nice for your mum, you guys being local and all.
We love this village, and although we probably paid a little bit over the top for this house, I think it was worth it.
Yes, things seem to have worked out really well for you. Can I ask you a question, Mrs. Ellis? Have any of your neighbours spoken to you?
No, I've hardly had the chance to look outside since we moved in. Well, I have seen a couple of curtains twitching when we go out, but, well, no one has come round to introduce themselves yet. Why do you ask?
Well, actually, I'm not really surprised.
What do you mean? You're not surprised that none of our neighbours have dropped in yet?
Sorry, I shouldn't say anything. It's not really my business, but I am a little shocked the estate agent never mentioned the history of this house before you bought it.
What history? These houses were only built about 15 years ago, so well, I can't imagine it has much history. What exactly do you mean?
We should sit down, Mrs. Ellis. Then I can tell you what I know.
Okay, please do, Gabriella.
I hear anything about the murder of a young Italian woman in Walderswick about a year ago?
No. As I said, we've been in Switzerland.
Well, this house was owned by a couple who, by all accounts, had a terrible row one evening. Well, it ended up with the husband stabbing his wife to death. Right here. In the kitchen, apparently. He was found dead the next day at the bottom of Beachy Head. Committed suicide, so they said.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Well, I don't understand why the agent never mentioned this to us before we bought the house.
I don't suppose it's something they want to broadcast. I'd call them and confront them about it if it were me.
Well, the agent told us the reason the house is empty was because the owners were in New Zealand and their tenant had moved out and they just decided not to let it again.
I'm sorry to be the one to break this news to you, but it's for the best, you know. Someone could have blurted it out at an inappropriate time, so at least you're aware now.
That's true. Well, thanks for telling me.
Would you like me to start cleaning upstairs and work my way back down?
Oh, yes, please.
going? How's your day going? Did the cleaner turn up?
Well, yes, she's here now. Well, she just told me some pretty disturbing news. Apparently, there was a woman stabbed to death in this house.
A murder? In our house? No, no way.
Well, yes, she says some guy went mad after a blazing row, picked up a carving knife or something and stabbed his wife to death here, in this very kitchen, before committing suicide.
Are you sure she wasn't winding you up? I can't believe that the estate agent didn't tell us about it before we bought the house.
Well, no, she was being deadly serious. Well, I mean, of course the agent should have told us.
Well, I'm going to call them right now and ask them why they didn't.
Good.
I'll be off then, Mrs. Ellis. It was lovely to meet you, and please feel free to call me again if you need any more cleaning done.
Oh, thanks for all your help, and oh, thanks again for letting me know about, well, you know what. Bye.
Andrews & Co, may I help you?
Put me through to Mr. Andrews, please.
He's on holiday at the moment. This is Dominic, one of his colleagues. Can I help you?
Yes, you bloody well can, Dominic. This is Charlie Ellis from Walderswick. Why on earth didn't you tell me and Jen about what happened in this house before we bought it?
Oh, hello, Mr. Ellis. I'm sorry. Do you mean about the unfortunate incident with the lady and her husband? I assumed you already knew, and anyway, it's hardly something we'd put on the brochure, to be honest.
Of course we didn't bloody know. You knew we had been in Switzerland for years. How could we have known? You should have told us.
I do apologise, Mr. Ellis, but does it really matter? Houses hold lots of secrets, you know.
Well, I still think you should have mentioned it. My wife actually found out from that cleaning lady you recommended.
Hey, it's okay, darling. I mean, does it really matter what happened in the past? Let's not let it spoil our future. Thank you very much
indeed. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Good to have you here. Can't see why it should affect us now.
Look, let's not talk about it anymore. I've cooked a special dinner tonight, so let's just enjoy that and then have that early night I promised you.
You're right, hun. Let's forget about it. I am assistant manager at... Jen?
Charlie. Oh, Charlie, thank goodness. I've just got home and two of the chairs are lying on their side. The cereal's been opened and thrown all over the floor and the table's moved and it's ended up on the other side of the kitchen.
Oh, no, not again. Do you think anyone's been in the house?
Well, it doesn't look like it. I mean, all the outside doors are still locked and, well, I'm getting a bit frightened now, Charlie. Why do you think this keeps happening?
Right. I'm going to get an alarm installed with cameras in all of the downstairs rooms with external doors.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, darling. I mean, all these strange things happening, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Don't worry, Jen. Any movement or a door being open, the alarm will video it and send an alert to my mobile. Oh, we were awarded that contract today for the new service station.
Oh, that's great, darling. Oh, well done. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Look, is it OK if I go out on Friday evening with the boss and my team to celebrate?
Of course, love. That's fine. I'll go round and see Mum.
Hi, darling.
Oh, Charlie, come home. Come home now, please.
Why? What's up, darling?
I've just got in from Mum's house, and when I opened the kitchen door, I thought I saw blood all over the floor.
Blood? On the kitchen floor?
Well, the kitchen table was lying on its side, and all the chairs are upside down against the far wall.
Oh, my God. Not again.
I couldn't get hold of you earlier, and I couldn't think of anyone else to call, so I called Gabriella, and I was lucky she was nearby, so she came straight round.
Oh, thank goodness.
So when she arrived, we went into the kitchen together and, well, it wasn't blood, but that bottle of raspberry syrup, it smashed on the floor and I guess it fell from the worktop.
Right, I'm on my way. I should be there in about 15 minutes. Don't touch anything else. Just let me have a look for myself.
OK, but I'm going to go and wait for you in my car. Gabriella's got to leave and I don't want to be in this house alone. Please hurry, Charlie.
I don't blame you, Mrs. Ellis.
Oh, Gabriella, I don't like it. I really don't like it.
A friend of mine had a poltergeist in their house. It killed their dog.
No.
It was horrific. They had to get an exorcist.
Oh, how awful. I feel sick.
I'm so sorry I can't stay, Mrs. Ellis. You go and wait in your car for your husband. I'm sure I wouldn't want to be in this house by myself. Good night.
Yes, thank you, Gabriella. I will. Good night.
Oh, Jen, darling, are you all right? Come on, let's go inside. You can't stay out here in the car all night.
Oh, Charlie, oh, please, be careful.
Oh, blimey, what a mess. I'll have a look upstairs.
Oh, Charlie, do you think this house is a ghost? I mean, the police didn't find any sign of a break-in when they came round.
Well, I hope not, darling, but we'll know soon enough. The alarm's being installed tomorrow.
Oh, I'll feel so much safer then, but... Well, if it happens again, I think we should either get a psychic or a priest round or just sell this bloody house.
Let's not panic, love. Come on, just try to stay calm. There'll be a simpler explanation, I'm sure.
There are no such things as ghosts, are there?
No, of course not.
And the thunderstorms are moving northwards. There's going to be
so, how was your day today, Jen?
Quite intriguing, actually. I went to the hairdresser in the village. Not that you've noticed.
Sorry.
And the lady who did my hair was quite chatty. I told her about the strange things that have been happening since we moved in. And well, then I asked if she knew anything about what happened with the previous owners.
Ah, what did she say?
Well, she said that she knew about the murder, but as far as she knew, it actually took place in a house on the outskirts of the village, not in our house at all.
Well, that's odd. Was she sure about that?
Yes, she said she'd done the lady's hair once and remembers the woman telling her that she lived in a Hutton Crescent, which is that cul-de-sac round the back of here.
I think we ought to start an investigation of our own, Jen.
Charlie, come home now, please. It's happened again. I just got back from having my car serviced. And, well, the kitchen's in a terrible state again. All the cupboards open and this time two chairs are broken and on their side.
Right, I'm on my way. We'll check the recording on the system as soon as I get back.
I'm not staying this place a moment longer. I'm going to Mum's.
Gabby, how'd it go, baby?
Really good, sweetie. I just used that spare key you gave me and properly messed the place up again. She's so jumpy now.
They'll be back in here to remarket that house soon for sure. Coming in here with that ridiculous offer, just as you were about to exchange?
I've never known you so mad.
Yeah, well, if only I'd been in the office that day, then Andrews may not have seen it.
Never mind. Another couple of scares, and I should get this house at a knockdown price, once they become desperate to sell. Then we'll have it all to ourselves, Tiger.
Can't wait, baby.
Come on, be brave. Let's go into the lounge.
Oh, I feel sick just being here.
We need to play this recording and get to the bottom of this. Right, let's see.
Stop it there, Charlie. No, go back a bit. Can you see that figure by the back door? I think that might be Gabriella. Can you zoom in a bit closer?
Yes. Yes, you're right. That is her. It has to be.
I can't believe it. She seems so nice.
Although she has her back to the camera, it must be her opening the cupboards and... Well, she's throwing stuff around.
Oh, at least we caught her red-handed. But why would she do this to us? I mean, surely she's not that desperate she has to create cleaning work for herself.
I doubt that.
All that stuff about murders and ghosts, it was all bloody lies.
I don't know what she's playing at, but I'm going to take this evidence to the police and let them handle it.
Oh, turn off the light and come to bed, darling.
Give me a sec.
Oh, Sergeant Morris came round today.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
Oh, he said they'd officially charged Dominic and Gabrielle with criminal damage and attempted fraud following her confession last week. Apparently, she and Dominic have been lovers. Oh, and he's been sacked by Andrews.
Nah, they deserve everything they get, Jen. At least we know the house isn't haunted and we can rest in peace. So to speak. Ah, night-night.
Charlie, wake up. Did you hear that?
You have been listening to Stranger in the House by Richard Newbold, directed by Lisa Mills, edited by Colin Hansford, and produced by Upstage Surrey, with Darren Partridge as Charlie, Mills Ross as Jennifer, Tim Solway as Dominic, and Sahara Chauhan as Gabriella. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people for local people.
While you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today,
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.